People in Midland are waiting to see what effect the announced merger of Dow Chemical and DuPont will have on their city. Midland is a company town. Wherever you look, you see the Dow Diamond logo. From the city's minor league ballpark to cultural institutions, Dow's name is on it. And of course, there's the sprawling Dow Chemical complex on the city's south side. Dow started in Midland over a century ago, but that long history is about to head into a new, uncertain direction. Dow Chemical CEO Andrew Liveris announced the proposed merger with rival DuPont and full acquisition of Dow Corning during a morning webcast. Liveris calls the proposed deal a tectonic shift in the chemical industry.
This transaction is truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, with both companies having virtually the same market cap, which has only really happened on a few occasions over the last decade. We were able to execute this merger of equals in a very clean manner.
Dow Chemical represents more than half of the Midland region's economy. Midland Mayor Maureen Donker has been nervously waiting for the deal to be announced since word of the merger was first leaked earlier this week. She was briefed by Dow officials shortly after the formal announcement.
Up until today, everything was speculation. So today we have information, and I think that's important because that begins to really give us a path on which to go down.
Still, Donker says it's too soon to predict what the merger will mean for her city.
My guess is in Midland, we're going to see a growing economy.
Tim Nash is an economics professor at Northwood University in Midland. He sees the deal as a long-term positive. He notes that DuPont will eventually own many of Dow Chemical's plants in Midland, and he expects DuPont will keep those plants operating.
We could actually see more employment in the area because those people will simply stay here, manufacturing some of the best ag products in the world.
Thousands of people work at Dow Chemical in Midland. Ken Holsing is the president of the United Steelworkers Local. He's concerned the proposed merger, along with its plan to eventually break up the new Dow-DuPont into three separate companies, will mean layoffs. He's also worried about the role activist investors have played in pushing this merger forward. Activist investors often put improving a company's stock price ahead of workers' needs and community investment.
It boggles my mind, but again, it's not a surprise, how much a small group of people could control the fate and the future of so many.
And Holsing is concerned what a changing Dow Chemical may mean to Midland.
And the Dow Chemical of old that this community has come to know and love over the last 100-plus years in this community in Midland, I think that's going to be totally changed.
The merger is far from a done deal. In addition to getting approval from investors, the deal must also get approval from government regulators in the U.S. and other countries. Reporting from Midland, I'm Steve Carmody.